A summer afternoon. It's a lazy, sleepy afternoon. The villages are empty. Flowers in colours of summer curtsy and nod in the baking sunlight, radiating off walls and shimmering rooftops. And, as if uplifted, a single buzzard flies and swoops overhead. It's so warm, the distance is translated from far and away to the here and now. A band of light above the winding road, the asphalt soft under the lens of light, a magnifying glass to places and oases beyond the peal of church bells that mark in a sudden silence the slipping of hours. And it is here that I stop and step off the path, lean over the fence, across the summer gardens, the flower beds, the well-kept lawns, abandoned lawn mowers, the hiss of water sprinklers, the hurried slam of descending sunblinds. And here it is that I stop and look at the world from the side. And beyond the crumbling brick wall, the crooked apple tree, bending like Father Time over the broken gap, the open doorway where butterflies dance and tarry, it is here that I can see further than myself. The slow patterns of the wind and seasons, the trembling shadow hands of leaves, and deeper, further into the folds and valleys of the distances that await me. But of course, I am blind. I can see no further than the fingers of my left hand, the hand that feels the breeze flow through and across it. The memories and whispers of former times gather and press around me, shaping, waiting, listening to my breathing, hearing the dance of my heart, as I slowly, very slowly, feel myself slipping, stretching, and falling through.